It's such a difficult concept that I fear a translation from the Google will not point, you know, will not hit the mark, so to say.
Mi sembra una parola così complessa e specifica che una traduzione generale da Google probabilmente non sarà sufficiente.
Priming is the method to increase our devotion.
Ma questa parola priming è il metodo che ci serve per aumentare la nostra devozione.
Let me give you an example from India.
Vi faccio un esempio dall'India.
When you have an Indian pump, they usually don't work.
Quando vedete le pompe dell'acqua in India, ecco, spesso non funzionano.
They do not bring the groundwater, which is table water, which is up, and they are not able to pull it up so that it will come out.
Queste pompe non funzionano, l'acqua che c'è sottoterra non riescono a pompare su.
So what you need to do is you will have to bring water from an outside source.
Quindi quello che occorre fare è prendere l'acqua da una sorgente esterna.
And then pour it into the pump from above. And then, when you use the pump, at that time it has what is called traction, or the power to pull up.
E in quel modo la pompa ha la trazione dell'acqua e inizia a funzionare.
And the water comes spurting out of the snout of the pump.
Finalmente, quindi l'acqua esce, fluisce fuori dalle quantità.
So, in the same way as an Indian pump is not always able to access the groundwater, we ourselves cannot always access our devotion in the heart.
Quindi allo stesso modo delle pompe indiane, noi che non riesce appunto a pompare l'acqua che c'è sottoterra, noi allo stesso modo da soli spesso non riusciamo ad attingere alla devozione.
But if you bring, for instance, a prayer,
ma se noi usiamo una preghiera
which is full of devotion from the previous acharyas,
piena di devozione dei maestri della storia,
all of a sudden you will find out how you can pull up devotion from the bottom of your heart.
All'improvviso allora vedrai che scoprirai che riesci a pompare fuori la devozione che c'è dentro il tuo cuore.
And in this way, you are actually able to chant with your own devotion.
E a quel punto allora sarai capace di cantare con la devozione che è tua.
One of the most important discoveries in my life was to always have a prayer book with me.
Una delle priorità nella mia vita è stata quella di sempre di portarmi appresso un libro di preghiere.
I read prayers before I go to bed.
Leggo le preghiere prima di andare a letto.
I read them in the airport.
Leggo all'aeroporto.
In the airplane. And it helps me to prime my own devotion.
E mi aiuta appunto ad avviare, prime, ad avviare la mia stessa devozione.
For instance, I read, O Harinam, you possess unlimited forms.
Leggiamo un esempio. O Harinam, tu possiedi forme limitate.
You are the darling son of Mother Yashoda. And you increase the bliss of all the devotees. I clasp the lotus feet of Srila Rupa Goswami in Shila Swarup Damoda. And I humbly beg you, O Harinam, may my love and attachment for you ever increase. So after this, I take my bibek and I chant. And I suggest we all chant now around together. Oh, why not two rounds? That's better. Please sit straight. Please tell your mind that you want to chant now and you want to remain attentive. Yes. And then you just express in your chanting something like you have heard in the prayer. That is a request. Let my attachment and love for you increase forever and evermore. Please let us chant together. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Garadara Sri Vasari Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna Krishna Hare Hare Ram Ram Ram
Thank you.
Chintamani, Chintamani, please concentrate on the sound. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram, 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 Hare Hare, Hare
be.
There are seven practices that support good japa. I have given you a small guide where you can find these practices, but I would like to explain them here a little bit. First of all, it is good if during the day you set a fixed time of the day where you always chant. This is best done during the early morning hours when the mind is still fresh. Then at home or in the temple, you should make sure you're in a devotional space when you chant. For instance, before deities or pictures of deities, Tulsi, Yamuna, Ganga, such pictures. You will see when you do these two things, period of the day and the good period of the day, and always the place, you know, always the same time and the same place, you will build up a certain energy inside of you. It's almost like building each time when you come to your place and at the certain period of the day, it's like you bring a brick and this accumulates so that brick on brick on brick on brick, a beautiful temple is created. Then the right posture, which we have learned, is important. I noticed I set the right posture and immediately Siameshwari went like, oops, isn't it? Immediately we go like this. Yes, somehow when someone says sit properly, then we are immediately there. At that time the body will come out of its lazy or inattentive mode into a highly attentive mode. Then you should pronounce the syllables very clearly. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in one danda, that's 24 minutes, you should be able to complete four rounds. That would mean that each round is about 7 minutes long. You can sometimes check the time when you have completed one round in 2.5 minutes. Most probably, you have jumped over a few beats.
camminando puoi controllare l'orologio e se ti accorgi che hai andato un giro in 2 minuti e mezzo vuol dire che probabilmente hai saltato lì.
And if after 20 minutes a round is not yet completed, most probably you have fallen asleep or spaced out.
Se invece ti accorgi che dopo 20 minuti hai completato il giro, ci hai messo 20 minuti, probabilmente ti sei rimontato.
Then the fourth point is a little bit difficult, and we will exercise with it. It is, you need to catch the sound vibration with your attention and let it enter your heart, where it will do all the cleansing. For lack of a better word, I called this fifth point penetration. It should really penetrate you, like the sound should enter every cell of you.
Io per mancanza di altre parole chiamo questo quinto punto penetrazione, perché il suono deve penetrarti e ogni singola cellula del tuo corpo.
Let's try to exercise this a little bit with the syllable Ram, or with the, you know, the Ram part of the mantra. I will chant it one time alone. And, oops, very nice, very good breeze. And during this time, and then we will chant it 5 times together, maybe more. I will see how good you're doing. And during this time, just open your heart. First, open your ears and your heart, and let the sound really go into you, and allow it to spread inside of you. The sound should be like a drop of aromatic oil, which when it falls into water, it spreads itself. Yeah, our body is 70%, or if we drink a lot, 80% water. And the sound should go everywhere, in your brain cells, in your physical cells, and more than anything in your consciousness. Be a little bit more clear. The sound should not just be around you like an ocean, it should go inside of you, right? Translation. The sound should not be just around you like an ocean, but you should open yourself up and almost drink the sound inside. Let it penetrate everything. Very good. Deep inhale. deep inhale. Let us see that it can really penetrate us. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara. We will do around three rounds. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama 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 Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama 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 Rama, Hare Hare. Hare
Next, we need to end. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram Ram, Hare 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 Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Hare. Ram Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Ram Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Ram Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Ram Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Ram Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Ram Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Rama Rama Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare Rama 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 Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna.
So, Hare Krishna, it's not so easy. This time is not so ideal for chanting, but I thought it is good if you make the conscious effort. The ideal time really is in the morning and also in the evening it is much better. Somehow it has to do with the forces of the your stars or the upon us. There is a time to do everything, to chant, to eat, to sleep, to make friends.
E c'è un tempo per fare tutto, per mangiare, per fare amicizia, per cantare japa. E quindi questo non è proprio il tempo ideale, migliore. Perché per cantare japa il tempo migliore è all'alba oppure alla sera.
Those who are really experienced in japa, they start very early and they go up to around 11, 12 o'clock.
Quelli che sono veramente esperti nel campo del japa si svegliano presto, iniziano presto e continuano circa fino alle 11.
And then they leave their rooms and go for Madhukari.
E poi lasciano la loro stanza e vanno per Madhukari.
Then they take prasada at around 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock. Then they may rest a little bit.
Poi prendono prasada verso l'una alle due di pomeriggio, poi si riposano un poco.
And then they resume their japa at around 4 o'clock.
E poi continuano a cantare japa, reiniziano a cantare japa alle 4 di pomeriggio.
This is now the graveyard shift. I saw some of you nodding off. We are conditioned souls, my dear devotees. And the material nature still works upon us. But yeah, it controls us actually. But with this, we slowly get out. I want to now see if you have a few questions which you have reserved during the retreat, and then I will try to answer briefly. I see Bhadra Prabhu has a question, our Jyotirmayi has one, our Janava Chakra, no, this is the Chakra room, yeah. Janava Sundari, sorry, please excuse me. Janava Sundari. Good, Bhadra, please.
Hare Krishna, thank you. Two questions. How to increase the rounds? Because mind has tendency 16, that's it. No. Question number one. Question two is that after 50 years, 40 years, 50 years, practicing Krishna consciousness, but we are usually on the unearthability stage. And the japa, the Hare Krishna mantra will, the name will reveal the qualities, form, pastimes. So how that going to work? Because after so many still we are on the connectivity state. So is the equilibrium is going to reveal that qualities and form, that form qualities and pastimes?
These are two very translation. Yes.
Allora, due domande. La prima domanda è come aumentare il numero di giri, perché la mente ragiona, ok, faccio 16 giri al giorno, basta, non ne faccio più. E quindi come fare a aumentare? E la seconda domanda invece è siccome siamo devoti nello stato di Anartha Nivritti, ma il nome, il canto del santo nome dovrebbe rivelare i passatempi, le forme, questa conoscenza, no? Di Krishna, le qualità, le forme, i passatempi di Krishna, ma noi siamo ancora lo stato di Anartha Nivritti, quindi come funziona questo?
Once Srila Prabhupada was asked this question, if we should stop this when we reach 16 rounds, if that is all.
Una volta a Prabhupada è stata fatta questa domanda, dovremmo smettere di dovremmo accontentarci di cantare 16 giri?
And he said, no, you should always chant from morning till evening and even in your sleep.
Prabhupada ha risposto no, dovresti sempre cantare dal mattino alla sera e anche nel sonno.
16 is the minimum in our movement, it's our vow which we have to fulfill.
Quindi 16 è il minimo, è il voto che noi prendiamo e dobbiamo mantenere.
Now you might ask yourself the question, when will I chant more than 16 rounds? Because I only have to do 16, but at which time will I chant more?
Quindi potrebbe essere che tu ti chiedi, ok, io devo solo farne 16, ma quando è che riuscirò a farne di più?
And the answer is, you will chant more when you like to chant more.
E la risposta è che tu ne canterai di più quando avrai gusto per cantare.
When you feel, yes, thank you for your translation, when you feel some gusto, some taste in it.
Sì, quando avrai gusto.
If you watch your life, you will always find time for things you have a taste for. Closer, okay.
Se tu osservi la tua vita, ti accorgerai che tu trovi sempre tempo nella giornata per fare ciò che ti piace.
You always will find time, for instance, when there is good prasadam, to take prasadam.
Per esempio, quando c'è del buon prasadam, tu troverai sempre il tempo per onorarlo.
Even the most stressed out people will find time.
Anche le persone più stressate troveranno il tempo per onorare.
So, yes, the gusto. The gusto comes. Gusto means taste, but gusto is a name you have. Is an Italian word you have to learn. The gusto will come when you are in association of people who have the taste.
Questo gusto ti sorgerà quando stando in associazione con persone che già ce l'hanno.
Prabhupada gave the example of when you want to become a drunkard, you must stay with drunkards.
Prabhupada fa un esempio: se tu vuoi diventare un ubriacone, devi stare con persone che già lo sono.
Have you noticed? I mean, I don't know. Some of us have never drunk an alcohol. I have. Before I was a devotee, I have tried, but I did not really feel it tastes very nice.
Avete notato che per molti di noi può essere che non abbiano mai bevuto alcol, ma io l'ho bevuto prima di diventare un devoto, ma comunque non ho mai provato gusto per l'alcol.
Same with cigarettes. I tried, but I did not appreciate the taste at all. I needed to cough, really. Oh my God, what is happening?
Lo stesso con le sigarette, ho provato, ma appena davo un tiro iniziavo a tossire.
I remember once this was when I was a devotee. I was preaching, and all of a sudden in Germany there are special strong alcohol. You wear it, you have it in a little silver bottle like this.
Quando sono diventato un devoto stavo predicando e sapete in Germania ci sono queste piccole bottiglie d'argento che contengono alcol.
So I still remember that it was at a fair, and there was this Duke, Freiherr von Johannes Butler something. It's an aristocratic title.
Ero in una fiera, un festival. E c'era questo duca importante tedesco.
Yes, so we were at the same fair. I was talking to someone, and he was just 2-3 meters away, and he was meeting a friend.
Allora io stavo parlando e questo duca, personaggio importante tedesco, era a 3-4 metri di distanza.
So all of a sudden, this duke takes out the silver bottle.
All'improvviso questo duca tira fuori la sua bottiglietta d'argento.
This highly, highly concentrated alcohol.
Ed è alcol di alto grado.
And he takes a shot. Yes.
Si fa uno shottino.
Shottino, yes. And he goes, wow, it kills me, it's so strong.
Ah, e dice, wow, quasi mi uccide, così forte.
Here, and he gave to his friend.
And
the friend, very carefully, because this is very strong, went like, oh my God, is it good?
Yeah,
multe bono, everything. So I was there and I was thinking, well, I tried alcohol also when I was a non-devotee, and already the normal alcohol was just too much. It burned in the mouth but here, how can they enjoy that? And they said, it kills me. What is the enjoyment there?
Allora io osservavo la scena e pensavo, com'è possibile? Perché io quando ero devoto ho provato anche alcol non troppo forte e non mi piaceva. E quindi com'è possibile che loro lo bevono e dicono, wow, mi uccide, e provano gusto.
And then I understood, it's not the taste, it's that when the alcohol hits the blood cells and it breaks down some psychological resistance, you feel more free to dance maybe, or to be more free in your expression. That's what they like.
E quindi ho capito che quello che veramente a loro piaceva è il fatto che l'alcol, quando entra a contatto con le cellule del sangue, ha un effetto sulla psiche, rompe delle barriere e tu ti senti più libero di ballare, meno.
Yes, so it's something secret. It is not external.
Non è esterno.
If you really want to enjoy this silver thing, you know, you have to enter the secret, and that you only do when you have contact with other people who have understood the secret.
Quindi è una cosa interna abbastanza segreta, e quindi se vuoi capire l'effetto segreto di questa bottiglietta di argento, devi provarla insieme alle persone che già lo sanno quel segreto.
Because initially it doesn't taste nice.
Perché inizialmente davvero non ha un sapore buono.
But then when the superior effect comes, you know, then there is a taste for people who have such tamasic ideas.
Il sapore non è buono inizialmente, però quando l'effetto dell'alcol ha l'effetto superiore sulle cellule del sangue, eccetera, allora puoi provare quella sensazione.
So I feel this chanting, it is similar.
Quindi io sento che col canto del japa è molto simile.
Just externally looking, it does not, you know, always the same Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Quindi guardandolo dall'esterno non si capisce perché sembra sempre lo stesso Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
No melody.
Nessuna melodia.
No people around you.
Nessuno intorno a te.
No dancing.
Niente ballo.
Not all these nice things which are there in Kirtan.
Nessuna di queste belli elementi che ci sono invece nel Kirtan.
Just you and the holy name.
Solo tu e il nome santo.
Pure.
Puro.
Highly concentrated.
Super concentrato.
Yes, like this in my example, huh?
Come nell'esempio. Yeah.
And you have to catch the secret, really.
Tu devi afferrare il segreto.
This can only come. You can only get that secret when you learn to avoid 10 offenses.
Puoi solo afferrare questo segreto quando impari ad evitare le 10 offese.
And I request you to look at page number 2 of this, how to avoid the 10 offenses. It's beautiful. It comes. It's Harinam Chintamani. But I have elaborated it a little bit.
Vi richiedo di guardare in questo opuscolo a pagina 2 trovate le 10 offese. Ne ho scritto, l'ho tratto dall'Harinam Chintamani, ma anch'io l'ho elaborato.
This will help you very much.
Questo vi aiuterà molto.
Now, as far as your second question.
E per quanto riguarda la tua seconda domanda.
When is it that we will remember the form, the qualities, the pastimes, the entourage, the holy dharma and everything?
Ovvero, la domanda era quando è che riusciremo ad apprezzare l'entourage, i passatempi, i nomi e le forme di Krishna cantando lo santo nome.
I must admit I'm very interested in this.
Devo ammettere che questo sono molto interessato su questo argomento.
Prabhupada has actually said this should come naturally.
Prabhupada ha detto che questo avviene naturalmente.
It comes when the heart is purified.
E succede quando il cuore è puro.
You have to make a decision in your life. Do I want to be right or do I want to be pure?
Devi fare una decisione nella tua vita. Voglio essere giusto o voglio essere puro?
Do I want to look good in the eyes of others or do I want to look good in the eyes of Krishna?
Voglio essere sembrare buono e bello agli occhi delle altre persone. Voglio sembrare buono e bello agli occhi di Krishna.
Do I want to follow my way or do I want to follow Krishna's way?
Voglio seguire la mia via, il mio modo, oppure voglio seguire la via di Krishna?
These are very personal decisions.
Queste sono decisioni molto personali.
They have to do with Sharanagati, with surrender.
E hanno a che fare con Sharanagati, la resa.
Krishna will answer your prayers when you are practicing Sharanagati.
Krishna risponderà alle tue preghiere quando tu inizi a praticare Sharanagati, cioè
Sharanagati is Krishna's way.
Sharanagati è la via di Krishna.
The way of surrendering to Krishna.
La via di arrendersi a Krishna.
I suggest sincerely that you obtain a copy of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Sharanagati prayers.
E io suggerisco a tutti di procurarsi una copia del libro di Bhaktivinoda Thakur Sharanagati.
And start to enter the secret of the understanding.
Iniziare ad entrare il segreto di questa comprensione.
Most of us are still in our own world.
La maggior parte di noi sono ancora dentro il proprio mondo.
In our own mind.
Dentro la nostra mente.
We are not in Krishna's world.
Non siamo ancora nel mondo di Krishna.
We are not yet understanding Krishna's mind, so to say.
Ancora non capiamo la
But you can help this a little bit, the arisal of, or the arousal of Krishna memory.
Noi possiamo favorire il risveglio di questi ricordi di Krishna.
Krishna smaranam, or remembering Krishna, his form, his qualities, his pastimes, will come when you read about these things.
Krishna smarana, ovvero ricordarsi di Krishna, succederà quando noi iniziamo a leggere di Krishna, passatempi, forme, usage.
For those of you who are starting on this path, I highly recommend the Krishna book.
E per chi di voi vuole cimentarsi in questo, io raccomando il libro di Krishna.
In Krishna book, Prabhupada recommends another book. That's for those who want to go further in this road. It is called Sri Krishna Bhavanamrita by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. But it is very, Prabhupada refrained really from teaching these confidential literature.
Prabhupada si trattiene dal parlare troppo di questi argomenti, di queste letterature.
Because someone who has no gusto for this, no taste, will have little benefit.
Perché un devoto che non ha gusto per questi argomenti è inutile che li legga perché non avrà beneficio.
So the taste comes really when you associate with devotees. If you want to become a drunkard, go to the other drunkards.
E il gusto per questo viene quando noi ci associamo con gli altri devoti che già ce l'hanno, così come se vuoi diventare un ubriacone, vai con un ubriacone.
The Sufis have a very nice poem about this.
E i Sufi hanno una poesia molto bella a questo riguardo.
I was going in the evening to the place where they teach the Quran.
Stavo andando nella sera nel posto in cui insegnano il Corano.
But on the way there was a what is it called? A bar.
Ma sulla strada mentre andavo ho trovato un pub.
And so I went into the bar.
E quindi sono entrato nel bar.
And there was someone who gave me wine.
E c'è qualcuno che mi ha dato del vino.
And I spent the whole night in the bar.
E ho finito per spendere tutta la serata al bar.
In the morning I was in totally in a different mind.
E alla mattina ero completamente in una mente diversa.
I left the bar and went onto the street.
Sono uscito dal bar e sono andato nella strada.
And the policeman came and said, What are you doing here?
La polizia è arrivata e mi ha detto, che fate lì?
And I said, if I would know, I wouldn't be here.
E io ho risposto, se lo sapessi, non sarei qua.
Because I was in the evening going to the religious school.
Perché la sera prima io in effetti stavo andando alla moschea.
What does this poem mean? What does it mean? Significa, yeah, significa is if you go, there's someone who goes to organized religion. That's the school where you learn it.
Quando qualcuno va a una scuola religiosa organizzata.
But he meets the ecstatic people who drink from the vine of love.
Quando poi incontra le persone mondane, estetiche.
And there is one, he's a guru. Who ecstatico Lubov or Lubov no amore,
che bevono il drink dell'amore mondano, e c'è il guru
the guru gives and then he comes out after tasting a whole night love of Godhead
e poi esce tutta la notte che dopo aver gustato
He is ecstatic.
ed è statico.
And he meets the policeman, it means the GBC. You know, the those who guard the organized
path.
I'm joking, it's not the GBC, it's the guardians of organized religion. I think you would call them mufti. The muftis in, is it mufti? Who is here? Who is supposed to be Muslim here? Who guard mullahs, the mullahs, yes. Yes. And the mullah asked, "You are so ecstatic, what happened?" And yeah, he says, I don't know what happened to me. So Prabhupada also said something like this: if you want to become a drunkard, this is analogy, no? No one of us, Prabhupada wouldn't tell us to become drunkards in the classical sense, you know. It's those who are getting it.
Questa è l'analogia. Prabhupada avrebbe usato queste parole, però.
Yeah, there is. Hare Krishna. That's in all the scriptures we find this, that the devotees, in their mercy, they can give us a taste.
In tutte le scritture troviamo questo principio che i devoti che hanno gusto con misericordia possono darci.
Meet the sadhus, sadhu sangha. Even a little bit can give you the highest perfection. Hare Krishna. So anyone? Yes, there was other questions. Yes, Jyotirmayi. We have microphone for you. Yes.
Thank you for this wonderful occasion to be here. My question is a bit related to what was before. My personal sangha today it's more than 60 rounds. So I do that, but I find myself during the day that I just walk, I just pack, I may visit some place, and I mentally I do chant like walking. Then I feel like talking to a friend. It means like I'm not alone, even if I am walking alone, not alone, because in my mind I keep on chanting. But I don't have a japa, like I do it in my mind, but maybe japa is in my bag. I just walk and just think of Krishna, like chanting to him. Is it the same, or is it important to actually giri. Ma comunque il mantra io recito lo stesso, perché per me è come fare una chiacchierata con qualcuno. Gli ho chiesto se è va bene lo stesso, se è importante che comunque prendo il japa e comunque faccio il giro.
To answer your question, I want to speak about the benefit of using a japa mala.
Per rispondere alla tua domanda, voglio parlare dei benefici nell'usare il japa mala.
We use a japa mala to attain maximum amount of concentration.
Noi usiamo il japa mala in modo tale da ottenere il massimo grado di concentrazione.
How is this? Well, if you use your senses in one thing, you are usually very absorbed in it.
Come succede questo? Perché quando tu usi i tuoi sensi su una pratica, e allora è facile che tu sei completamente assorbito, assorto.
That's why films are so absorbing, movies.
Questa è la ragione che i film sono così.
You see with your eyes.
Tu vedi con gli occhi.
You hear with your, what is it, your ears.
Ascolti, senti i suoni con le orecchie.
But the films would be even more absorbing if there would be fragrance coming. Like imagine some the hero goes through a desert and there's a desert smell. Or if you could also, you know, have some sensation with the tactile sense. Then you would be very absorbed. So in japa, you use really a maximum of senses. You use your mouth to whisper the holy name. The ears to hear, the eyes you are before a deity, picture of the let us say either your deities or a picture of the deities, and your sense of touch, which goes to the beads. Beads are used to count, but also to engage one more sense, the tactile sense. So you can be ideally very concentrated when you do japa. But sometimes we find ourselves, we are more concentrated maybe if we don't use japa, because, I don't know, for many of us, our japa time is the space out time. Or the mechanic time. And the moment we touch the beads, a signal comes, okay, now space out time, or mechanic time. We Hare Krishna people are really very difficult people to train. Because we have developed wrong habits. And we need to break them. So good. So when you so there is a benefit in using the japamala. It is for concentration. Now, there are times in the day when it is not practical to use a japamala. Or we may like to go to another mode of chanting. For instance, yesterday I had finished my quota in the forest.
Per esempio, ieri io ho finito il mio numero prescritto di giri nella foresta.
And now I wanted to go back to the temple.
E volevo tornare al tempio.
And I thought, well, should I walk and do japa?
E ho pensato, adesso che faccio? Torno al tempio cantando japa?
Or should I maybe sing?
O forse invece dovrei cantare.
And I thought to myself, most probably when I sing during this time, I will be more in a devotional space.
Io ho pensato tra me e me, in effetti se si inizia a cantare probabilmente ci sarà più devozione.
Because the body was tired, you know,
il corpo era stanco,
and a long day had just passed.
Dopo un lungo giorno che era passato.
So I chose to sing.
E quindi ho deciso di cantare.
It was wonderful.
È stato bellissimo.
I sang, and then there were all of a sudden 20 small pigs where I was. You know, these wild pigs. Yeah.
Mentre cantavo, all'improvviso c'erano 20 maialini.
And there, Lakshman, you know, there are many here, isn't it? So I was singing, and I felt now they have also some benefit. Maybe in their next life they could become devotees and eat prasadam for a change, you know. Very good. So, I hope I have given. You have to practically see what is practical at that time, and then if you like to sing, that's really wonderful. That's very wonderful.
Quindi dobbiamo essere pratici e capire cosa è più pratico a seconda della circostanza. E se ti va di cantare, preferisci cantare, va benissimo.
When you learn to sing in all spare time, you will find that in your dreams there's also that chanting.
Se tu impari a cantare nel tuo tempo libero, poi ti accorgerai che anche di notte c'è il canto.
And then the material habit of the mind is broken and you are in a much better space. Good, so there's a last question, Janava, don't tell me the full name, Janava Sundari. Ha! Finally, first time.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you so much. I was wondering sometimes if we have headache or stomachache, we are chanting, we might ask Krishna to please help us release from this pain so that we can chant better. And at the same time, with emotional things also, we have some things that are happening in our minds and our hearts, which is preventing us from chanting, and we are distracted from chanting. So we could be asking Krishna, please Krishna, help me to overcome this issue that I'm going through so that I can actually be focused on you, because there is so much energy draining me from this situation. No. But then at the same time, we hear that we shouldn't be using the holy name for anything else than Krishna himself. But I see myself using a lot the Maha Mantra for healing purposes, to help, you know, to heal myself from something that happened and to overcome issues. And I do teach that to my students who are not into, you know, Krishna consciousness fully. And they love it, they like it, and they are taking up the process and chanting. And they start from the healing and then slowly, you know, they go to the other. But I was always thinking, am I doing it wrong? Maybe I shouldn't teach the holy name as a healing process, because, you know, I should maybe just focus on the holy name as Krishna and love for Krishna. So yes, this was my...
Yeah.
I translate?
Yes, please.
Chiedevo che a volte se abbiamo mal di pancia o mal di testa, chiediamo a Krishna, per favore aiutami a risolvere questo problema perché non riusciamo a cantare bene. Alla stessa maniera anche a livello emotivo, se abbiamo delle emozioni risolte, chiediamo a Krishna, per favore aiutami a risolvere questo problema perché è molto intenso e vogliamo risolvere qualche situazione. Quindi recitare il Maha Mantra come una cura, come una guarigione, e è possibile farlo, dobbiamo usarlo soltanto per Krishna, e soprattutto di insegnarlo ad altre persone. È sbagliato insegnargli che con il Maha Mantra possono guarire da qualcosa di interiore.
Now there are different prescriptions for practicing devotees and those who are not yet practicing. A devotee should really not compare the chanting of the holy names to an auspicious ritual as it is given in the Vedic scriptures. When you do a yagya for healing, or you put a jewel on your finger for, you know, health reasons, you are in the center.
Quando tu fai un yagya o quando tu ti metti un gioiello sul dito per questo motivo o l'altro, sei tu al centro.
But when you, but yeah, that you is the false you.
Quel tu è il falso te.
So by putting Krishna in the center, you can be released from the bondage to the false you.
Mettendo invece Krishna al centro, tu puoi essere liberato da questa catena del falso te.
This is the path of bhakti, or the path of devotion.
Questo è il percorso della bhakti, della
devozione. You have to be really careful here. If you use the holy name for yourself, you might miss the whole point of bhakti.
Dobbiamo stare molto attenti qua, perché se noi usiamo il canto dei santi nomi per noi stessi, stiamo mancando completamente l'obiettivo.
Rupa Goswami describes in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 3 points which must be there in bhakti.
Rupa Goswami scrive in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu di 3 punti che devono esserci assolutamente nella bhakti.
Anukulyena Krishna nu Shilanam Bhakti Uchate. Bhakti is that where Krishna is in the center, where it is done, where he is served with body, mind, and speech, and where it is done in a favorable way, that means with the intention to please him. So that's bhakti. When you use the holy name to heal yourself, you miss the point of bhakti.
Allora Rupa Goswami da questi tre punti che sono: uno, Krishna deve essere il centro; due, tu lo servi con il tuo corpo, la tua mente, il linguaggio, la parola; e tre, deve essere fatto in maniera amichevole, ovvero per il piacere di Krishna. Questo è bhakti. E se quindi se tu lo usi per tuoi benefici personali, non è bhakti.
But it is something different if you feel, well, oh, I'm so overwhelmed at the moment by the different things that happened in my life that I really need to now turn to Krishna.
Però è qualcosa di diverso se invece noi ci sentiamo completamente sopraffatti dalle varie situazioni della vita, e allora diciamo, non mi resta altro che chiedere aiuto a Krishna.
I need to get out of Maya, really. I now turn to Krishna. So, and as you do this, you will see a byproduct is that you you are okay.
E quindi se tu fai questo, se tu ti rivolgi a Krishna per questo motivo, vedrai che come byproduct, come conseguenza naturale, ci sarà.
But that byproduct, that sequentia, that what follows, only follows because you did bhakti.
Ma quella conseguenza, quell'effetto positivo, il fatto che tu ti senti meglio, è solo una conseguenza del fatto che tu hai usato la bhakti.
You will be surprised to hear that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati did not encourage his devotees to go to the apotheca and to pharmacy to buy medicine.
Sarete sorpresi di sapere che Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati non consigliava ai suoi discepoli di non andare in farmacia.
He said to the sick devotees, you should chant.
Diceva ai devoti malati, voi dovreste cantare.
But his idea was, turn away from the false ego, turn to Krishna, and as a byproduct, auspicious, it's called Shubhada, auspicious circumstances would come.
L'idea era che tu lasci il falso ego, ti rivolgi a Krishna e come conseguenza, si chiama Shubhada, una situazione auspiciosa si manifesta.
It's the becoming free from bad planets, is Shubhada.
Shubhada, per esempio, che tutti liberi dall'influenza negativa dei pianeti maligni.
Physical illness.
malattie fisiche.
And a few other things. But always first things first, no? Then comes the other.
Ma le prime cose vengono per prima e quindi
quindi also finito with the translation. So first things first, no?
First things first. Quindi yeah. La priorità, le prime cose vengono per prima
e poi il resto.
Good. This is Vrindavan Prabhu. Vrindavan Prabhu.
Ah, la priorità. He's asking, what does first things come first and then...
Yeah, first Krishna, then everyone else.
And then everything else.
Yeah.
Prima viene Krishna e poi tutto il resto.
Now I see your hand is there. Can I answer your question privately, please? Because we are getting over time, and I just wanted to chant a little bit to close the session. So after the session, you can come. Do you speak English or better with translation? Better. Then we will ask our devotee to be here. Good. So I want to request Ojashvi. We'll have a short kirtan now, and then we will end, and I will give a few important announcements.
Krishna, 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 Krish
Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare Rama. Thank you very, very much.